We are not nearly as important or powerful as we might think we are. I know it does seem like the world is just going to come to a screeching halt without you or me, but in fact it won't. And the prophet Isaiah, with his knack for poetic imagery, is kind of reminding us that we're not all that. In fact, he says, we're grasshoppers. You like being compared to a grasshopper? That's right. He says this, have you not known? Have you not heard? Has it not been told from the beginning? Have you not understood from the foundations of the earth? It is he who sits above the circle of the earth, and its inhabitants are like grasshoppers. This is before my time, but there is an old show called Kung Fu that was on TV. Anybody know this one? Yeah, and there's the Zen Chinese monk, the martial arts master, right? Master Po. I had to look this up because I know the saying. I've heard it. He would call people grasshopper, right? Right before he'd give this sage advice, it would be like, patience, young grasshopper, right? And I still hear that. It's, you know, in our culture. And it's kind of like he's saying, hey, grasshopper, you're just a spiritual novice, so listen up. I got some wisdom to impart to you. And so I had a little bit of fun of trying to look up, like, why did he say this? Why does he say grasshopper? And it's actually a translation. Grasshopper is a translation of a Chinese word that means little or young. And it is a symbol of humility and patience, actually, the grasshopper. So Isaiah is basically saying to us, hey, grasshopper, young grasshopper, have patience, slow down, notice who you are. You are not as powerful or as in control as you like to think you are. Not even your rulers are, those who think they have power. It's God who's really in charge. And I think it needs saying, because we do, as people, like to imagine that we're kind of in control, that we've got it all together, or that maybe things could just be bent to our will if we exerted it. Of course, there's also the other times in life when we feel the opposite, when we know that it's not true, we're not in control. We feel frail or weak, maybe even powerless or out of control. And that feeling often occurs in difficult times or when tragedy strikes. Right now, I was thinking about how helpless we're all feeling in the face of the flooding and the onslaught of rain that we've had in our county, and even anticipating it tomorrow, some more. Or even worse, as we continue to look at what's happening in the Middle East, and that the wars just keep on raging, and that we're so caught up in fear of it escalating, and we know, like, what? There's nothing we can do. So recognizing our limitedness or even our powerlessness can be distressing, especially in these difficult times, or when we're suffering or we're ill. We may even find ourselves falling into depression or feeling despairing. And in fact, when Isaiah wrote these words that we're reading today, several thousands of years ago, he was speaking to the Israelites who were in exile at that time in Babylon. They were enslaved. They were suffering. They were in desperate need of comfort and hope. And so this human tendency, when we do realize we're not in control, is often to react by trying to take more control, right? To exert our power. And we often get very self-focused and self-absorbed. And I know it's natural to do that. Maybe we have to do it to survive a particular moment, a particular crisis. But of course, it's ultimately a delusion to think that we are. And becoming overly controlling, overly self-absorbed, really actually perpetuates a false notion that we don't need God or others or community, that, you know, that idea, like, we can just do it all by ourselves, right? We can just fix it ourselves. I know I like to think that I can do things. I was humbled greatly last night trying to install some plumbing items to the toilet. No, we cannot. It's time for the task rabbit. But I think of like when my children were little, you know, this idea, when they went through that phase of insisting they could do everything all by themselves, right? I see all the nods, right? I remember my son particularly, around 18 months old, had this sense that he did not need any help from any grown-up whatsoever. You know, even going downstairs, which he could not do very well, or picking up items that he clearly could not pick up. And if I would try to help him, he would brush me away, go into a tantrum, throw himself onto the floor, you know, because how dare I try to assist? My kids, and then, you know, we try to pick them up. They all know the trick of just becoming jelly and boneless. And then I was helpless. I don't know how every kid knows that trick intuitively. They just know. It's so effective. But I have to say, you know, that image, it speaks, but it's not that different from what adults can do when we insist we can do it ourselves, when we refuse help in times of need, you know, especially when something is beyond us. And I think God must just be smiling, sighing along, looking at us like a parent. So yes, we might be grasshoppers. And maybe we even come to terms with the fact that we're grasshoppers. And we remind ourselves, I'm limited, and that's a really good start. But of course, that's not all that Isaiah is saying. That's not the entire story here. Because he's trying to remind us that we also can't remember who God is, right? God, as he describes, is the one who stretches out the heavens, who stretches out space itself as if it were your living room curtain. God is the one that brings the great rulers of the world to nothing, the way a tempest can carry away stubble. God is without equal. God is our strength then in times of need, even when we're faced with the impossible. So that's the other part of the message that Isaiah wants us to hear. I feel like he's just whispering in our ears when he says, haven't you heard? Have you not known? Just because things are falling apart and you can't stop it, God, whose strength never fails, is but a prayer away. And God can give power to the faint and strengthen the powerless. Our psalmist today wrote, the Lord heals the brokenhearted and lifts up the downtrodden. And our gospel story reminds us that God can take the hand of a desperately sick woman and heal and lift her up out of her sick bed just like that. God can lift us up too. And this lifting up requires just one thing of us, according to Isaiah here. It's what Isaiah terms waiting on the Lord. Now, if you're like me, you probably don't like to wait for much of anything. Waiting is not something we tend to excel at in our society, but we are, in fact, called to wait expectantly with hopefulness and faith in God. To remember, we're not always going to be in a state of grief or pain or exile or enslavement or whatever it is that holds us, because those who wait on the Lord will, in fact, as Scripture says, renew their strength, will run and not be weary, will walk and not faint. In fact, it says when we wait on the Lord, we find that our little grasshopper wings, which actually don't work very well for flight, will be transformed. How? It says we will mount up with wings like eagles. And you know, the transformation from grasshopper wings to eagle wings is a transformation that only God can do. Perhaps you've experienced that, though, in your life. Some point in your life in which God lifted you up. In your time of pain or tragedy, when God renewed your strength and got you to that other side of the darkness and suffering, and then you discovered You were stronger than you ever thought possible. And your grasshopper wings were like those of an eagle's. And you soared, and you soared on the wings of God's grace. So while we might be grasshoppers, we're also children of God. And a God who loves us beyond measure, a God who loves us so much that God will transform us and raise us up on eagle's wings and bear us on the breath of dawn and make us to shine like the sun and holds us in the palm of his hand. So, grasshoppers, you and I are not all powerful or in control of much outside of our own choices. But be patient. Wait on the Lord. Because the Almighty can and will empower you and help you overcome whatever you must face so that you can soar with wings like eagles. Thanks be to God.